Welcome to St. Augustine this evening. It's Thursday, but it's our Friday. It's the last show we do this week, so we've got a special guest for you at the beginning of the show, and then a very special trivia contestant is going to come in and challenge Amanda on the second half of the show. So if you like trivia Thursdays slash Fridays as much as we do, hang around. But we have royalty in with us today, so just wait. Before we do that, we're going to do a couple of reads. Ward Medical Services, the only locally family-owned medical equipment supplier in the St. Johns County area. They're trusted by doctors and hospitals for over 22 years. Ward Medical should be your first stop for everything from wheelchairs to home oxygen and sleep therapy equipment and supplies. Stop by their local showroom at 2435 US 1 South, just south of Walmart in the Lewis Point Plaza. You can also call them at 904-794-9600 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call Earl Ward and his team from their home to your home, Ward Medical Services. Great folks. And also Powell Heating and Air Conditioning. Their dedication to customer service is evident in everything they do. From the moment they answer your call until the time they leave your home, they're working to make you comfortable and confident about the care and service you receive from Powell Heating and Air Conditioning. With a fleet of over 10 trucks and a 15,000 square foot warehouse stocked with parts and equipment, they're ready to serve you around the clock. And they do mean around the clock. 365 days a year, 25 hours a day. That's 25 for them. It's 24 for us. And locally owned business for over 36 years, Powell Heating and Air. Give them a call, 794-2665. We'll do the rest of the reads at the mid-break whenever we do. But first of all, let me introduce royalty. The Sertoma Club's very own king. They no longer have presidents. They have kings. King Bob is with us. Welcome back, King Bob.
This is in the spirit of what's going on over in England, correct? Is that why you're...
No, I just figure if they can have royals, we can too. And you should like petition for estates and titles and all the other good things that go with it.
I would wear the crown for you.
Actually, you're the youngest king I know right now because King Charles is like a bazillion years old and finally has a job.
Finally has his first job of his life.
Yes.
Yes.
They should pay him minimum wage. Everyone has to work minimum wage their first job. Why can't he work for minimum wage his first job? You know, like 2 jewels a year and not like an entire crown.
When you have $1 billion, you can afford to work for minimum wage.
Well, but
you can afford not to work, too, till you're 73. You think he's going to wake up on, like, Tuesday the first week and go, oh, my God, this is so much work. I didn't know my mom was doing this every day.
Yes,
I need a break. Where's Biden vacationing this weekend? I'll go hang out with him.
I'm pretty sure he's been doing most of the things that he's currently doing since COVID because she was on lockdown for a really long time. So this is just, he now has the title.
You crown apologist, you.
I'm an empathetic person.
You're just an apologist for the crown. How many episodes have you watched?
I have watched 0 episodes of the crown.
I don't know. I'm going to have to call Louie and ask Louie.
I have no time for TV, as evidenced by the fact that I'm only just now finishing the second episode of Yellowstone. And I actually want to see that one.
You bought that like 2 months ago.
I did. That's how little time I have for TV.
I want you to know, like once every weekend I watch a couple of episodes. So I've watched more Yellowstone in reruns than you've watched for the first time that in the last true. 2 months. Yeah. All right. Bob is with us from Sertoma Club. The last time you were here... You had a pickleball tournament.
I did.
And you said that went really well.
It went well all because of you, Michael. It was because of my appearance on this show, me and Ellen, that I'm happy to say that our first ever pickleball tournament was a huge success, truly.
I'm a very humble guy. I think it was all because of Ellen. It's all because of Ellen's following, yes. And I think you and I were a distant seventh in that.
That is probably true.
We're just a distant seventh. She was first, second, first through sixth. Yes.
Yeah.
So, but how'd that tournament go? Did it go well?
It actually did go well. It was an all-day tournament. We sold out. We had, believe it or not, in one day, we had 175 games played at Treaty Park.
How many injuries? 192. I'm just kidding.
None that I know of, but it's funny you say that because just a month ago I was playing and I actually tore my left meniscus running up to the net and stopping a little too quickly.
Yeah. You okay now?
I'm still 21.
Are you okay now?
I am. Yeah. I'm okay.
See, that's the thing about men, though, in general. No matter what age we are, 7 to 77, we all think we're 21.
Yes.
Right. So that Very way true. We can drink, we can drive, we can do really stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that stays with
handsome
us.
As we get old, more handsome as we get older, too.
That is annoying, by the way.
What about Kevin Costner?
I mean, he will always be Robin Hood to me.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the horrible accent.
Oh, he had such a great Midwestern accent for that role. Robin Hood should always have had a Midwestern accent.
It's American imperialism right there.
Hey, we're going to take your movies over. We're not going to bother to try with the accent, and we're going to make $1 billion. But we'll let a Canadian write the theme song, and that'll go to number one, too.
Although I do think that Tom Cruise was the worst one with that, with Last Samurai. The little tiny American comes over and saves the entire nation of Japan and the samurai order all in one fell swoop.
He is little, too.
How is it that the Japanese were taller than him in the movie?
Because he's so tiny. He's pocket size.
Couldn't they put him on a hill? Get a box for him to stand on. Troy does it all the time on this show. He sits on a booster. There's a booster in the studio for Troy to sit on.
If they had zoomed out, you would have seen his high heel samurai boots.
Well, then I got to give him credit for running in those, right? Because he does his own stunts.
Before my arthritis, I could run in high heels. It's not that hard.
I don't want to try. You win that one, too. I'm out. I'm done. I'm not trying. No, I haven't. I don't want to. I look at my wife pulls high heel eyes. I'm like, why? We could put flats on. We're going. I mean, I want to. Okay. And then we were like halfway through the night. My feet are killing me. I have flip-flops on. We're good. I know.
I brought them. Just for
I know.
You.
King Bob has outlawed footwear. Flip-flops
it's
only.
It's official as of today.
As of today. Yeah. Only flip-flops.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. See the edicts we can get out of a king? There might be something to this.
Something to it.
The Sertoma King. Does the rest of the Sertoma world know that you're the king of Sertoma?
It's a well-kept secret.
Yeah, we don't want to upset anybody. No. All right, so you have another event coming up.
I do.
And it's a unique one that I've never heard of before.
It's the first time we've ever done this. You know, we figured, all right, the last event that we had, the last charity event, which, of course, was that pickleball event, we didn't know what we were doing, and it was a huge success. So we thought, let's do this again, not know what the heck we're doing. Let's invent something and see if we can't make it happen a second time. So normally what we do at this time of year is we have a golf tournament at the Shores Golf Club, and there are wonderful people over there. They have been a huge supporter of Sertoma each and every year, but we've added a little twist.
Mm-hmm.
So title of this event is Fins and Skins. You want to guess what that means?
Well, fins, I would think it were like we're going to a dolphin game, right? Because the fins.
It's a little bit of a drive.
It is a drive, but, you know, I figured King Bob would have his own Lear jet to get people from, you know, Miami back.
And it's because of me that he threw 6 touchdowns last weekend. So
all in the fourth quarter, I think.
Yeah. Most of them in the fourth quarter, yeah.
I didn't watch that game. I was busy watching when the Jags finally win a game, you watch it all the way to the bitter end,
sure do.
Right? You don't miss that.
And then you celebrate for a few hours afterwards, so you probably saw nothing.
I didn't see anything after that. That was the end of my season's over. The Jags have a win. There's more NFL games? That was my Super Bowl last Sunday.
Yeah.
So what is Fins and Skins?
So it's a full-day event, and... Mm-hmm. It starts at 7 a.m. The good folks over at the Sea Love Charter Boat, they are being kind enough to work with us on this event. And when I tell you the cost of this whole thing, you're going to flip. Because they're donating their time, because the Shores is donating a lot of their personnel and time, this is an event that, like I said, is an all-day deal that starts at 7 a.m. The first half of the day is fishing. So we're going out fishing from 7 to 11 a.m. And depending upon how much fish you catch, you can knock that many strokes off of your score when you play golf at the Shores in the afternoon. So from 7 to 11 is fishing. Then we go over to the Shores and we have lunch, which is covered by the event fee. And then we play golf at 1 o'clock till, well, if you golf like me, it's about 8 o'clock, but we're going to try and finish it by 6. And then we're going to have...
You'll finish by 7:45 because that's about dark by then.
As I teased you earlier, the cost for this entire event is only $110.
It's a crazy cost.
It is, and truly, I cannot thank our supporters here enough for what they're doing for us, because they realize that this is one of our biggest events of the year, mm-hmm. and we are 100% reliant upon the charitable events that we throw, because that's how we make our money. We are 100% fully volunteers, and everything that we get goes back out to the community. So we're excited about it.
So I want to give a shout out to Mike Pulliam over at the Shores Golf.
Yep. Right?
Great guy.
Yep.
Runs a really good course. Lots of fun when you go out there.
Yeah.
And
truly fun is their middle name. Truly.
It's fun. It's a fun golf course. Yep. It doesn't take itself too seriously, which some places do. And so it's a lot of fun. And if you're a golfer that wants to have a good time, that's a place you can go. Right. And it's a very reasonable golf course.
It's where royalty plays.
Yes.
The king does approve.
Yes. The king approves.
Yes.
And then the other is Frank and Susan Timmons of the Sea Love. Right, the Timmons family, just a great family, and you're basically if you were to go pay for the trip, the half day trip on the Sea Love, and then go play golf and buy your own lunch, you're going to pay more than $110.
Yeah,
it's a heck of a deal.
It is a heck of a deal, and we're dealing with Bill Hoagie over there, and mm-hmm. he has been nothing short of wonderful, truly, and they're even going to provide. Fryers at the end of the tournament to fry some fish for us as well.
When I saw lunch, I'm like, how do they get the fish from the boat? They're cooked and ready in time for lunch. But you guys figured it out. You figured it out. Now they're doing it for dinner, right? So it's going to be dinner.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're excited. And if somebody didn't want to do both events and they just have just enough in them to do one of the other or the other, it's $65 per event.
Which is still an amazing deal. And you get to support the Sertoma Club.
Yeah. So you can support a great cause and have fun doing it. I can't imagine a better way to spend your money.
And I see one of your Sertoma members, Candy Burney's involved.
Yes.
Is Mary Cooley involved too? Because usually, like when they were on the ARC board together, they were like they went together everywhere.
I don't know if Mary's involved. At least she's not at the forefront anyway.
Officially.
But when you're talking about Candy and Edison, everybody is involved in one way, shape, or mm-hmm. form, because they are the mayors of this town.
As yes.
you probably know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you knighted them yet?
I have not.
You might want to do a knighting ceremony at the Sertoma Club.
Work for it, especially Edison.
Especially Edison. Yeah, Edison. He is taller than Tom Cruise, though.
I'd like to see him stand next to Troy. What do you think? Who's taller?
Definitely Edison. Definitely Edison. Yeah, we've been height shaming Troy all week. We're not going to stop. This is the week to height shame Troy
until he shaves his beard.
Yeah, that's what you want to call it. I call it a cry for help. It's not a beard. It's a cry for help. Yeah, that's what that is. So where do the funds go?
So they go to the king.
Mm-hmm.
they go to Sertoma. Sertoma. I'll give you a quick snippet of who Sertoma is. Sertoma is short for Service to Mankind. We're an international organization that started way back at the turn of the century, originally to help the hearing impaired. And like most organizations, over a long period of time, we meld into where we see the need being the greatest. And we, simply put, we are an organization that helps those that have fallen through the cracks, those that don't necessarily fit the stereotypical contingencies for a lot of the major national organizations, where you got to check the boxes before they even consider helping you. If somebody has, it really is this simple, Mike. If somebody has a need, they come to one of us, one of the members in Sertoma, and they say, I have a need, or I know somebody that has a need. Here's what's going on in their life. Can you help them? We vet that person out. We find out if it's a real thing, and if it is, we take care of it. Sometimes we'll take care of it that day. We meet every Wednesday morning at 7:30. We vote on what we call sponsorships, which is basically folks that are in need. If we vote yes, then we, you know, we hit the ground running, taking care of them. We do things as small as, you know, an auto repair to help people get to work, or maybe they need a tube in their bike, to ride the bike to work, or they have an illness, they have pharmaceutical needs, they can't afford, you know, they can't afford their medicine. We can help them out with that. Repairs on their homes, financial needs. We have helped all sorts of folks that are in financial disarray, and we get them back on their feet. I've said this before to you last time, you know, one of our taglines, if you will, if there is such a thing that we have, is that we don't give a hand out, we give a hand up. Because every one of us, at some point in our lives, we fall through that proverbial crack, and we just need somebody to give us a lift, and that's what Sertoma is.
So you mentioned Wednesday at 7:30, where do you meet?
On Zoom.
On Zoom.
On Zoom. So it's about as convenient.
The king is high tech.
Why couldn't you have been on Zoom so I didn't have to drive all the way over here?
Because I like to see people when I'm talking. I don't mind a Zoom meeting, but I got to tell you, it's just more fun to be in person.
I agree.
It's harder to do this give and take back and forth.
Yeah.
When there's that lag over Zoom sometimes.
Yes.
It kind of gets you and you're like, we've done a lot of Zoom shows over the years, either trying to get somebody in or one of us not feeling well and not wanting to have somebody in the studio, or one of us being out of the city. And it's always that couple of second delay that just slows the show down. So, So Zoom meetings.
Yes.
7:30 Wednesday. If somebody wants to join Sertoma, how do they do that?
They call the king.
They call the king. Everything runs through the king in this.
In all honesty, they can call any of the Sertoma members. They can go to saintaugustinesertoma.org and go to our website. Honestly, they can give me a call directly. They can call me at 904-310-4443. And I'll put them in touch with our membership director. And I can answer. I'll give them all the time they need to answer all the questions that they would have as it relates to Sertoma and what it is that we do and how we do it. We're very proud of what we do. We're unlike any other organization that I've seen in St. John's County. Mm-hmm. And I did a lot of searching. I came here from California 11 years ago, and I took a long time to find the right organization. And really what I was looking for was an organization that gave everything. When I say everything, I meant spirit, I meant energy, mm-hmm. and I meant money. No, we aren't, nobody is paid in our organization. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And we take pride in that because everything we raise goes back to our community. And I'm going to stress that word community. It stays within St. John's County. It does not leave this community. And as I'm sure you know, Mike, doing what you do, mm-hmm. this is a special community. And
yes, it is.
It's unlike anything yep. that I've been part of. And I, you know, coming from the vast area of Southern California, it doesn't even compare to, you know, the vacation lifestyle that everybody has your back here.
And I would tell you to shush, but it's too late. People figure that out too. It's too late, darn it.
I had this conversation with
like,
so many
folks. Don't say anything. And it's like, no, never mind.
Social media took care of that.
Yes, they did. It did. So, yeah. You're going to stay out there. I'm going to trade with Bob with you in just a minute. You're good. So who is the queen in the line of succession in Sertoma?
The queen is Candy Burney. She is the line of succession. VP and the next president coming up. So
I can't wait for the series about Sertoma and you guys. I mean, it's going to be so much better than that thing they ran on The Crown. I mean, a lot more people will watch, and it's about Americans this time. Hard time watching shows about the Brits. No, that's and Ellen Walden, who is a long time amazing,
fantastic. Yeah. And she's one of our. Not only is she a member and mm-hmm. a very highly involved and active member, but as you know, she is the executive director of Home Again St. John's, and we call them one of our sister yeah. organizations that we work very, very tightly with. Yep. That's another thing that we do. We work tightly with other organizations that when they need help, we are there raising our hand saying, we'll give you that help. What do you need? And mm-hmm. we will help them, just like Care Connect with Flagler. Same thing.
So how much more important is it this year? With inflation being what it is, costs being what they are you seeing more requests this year than in years past?
You know, two answers there. One, yes, we are seeing more. But two, I'm going to ask for more. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that we want to do and why we're coming on programs such as yours is we want the word to get out there, not just to come to our event, which we would love you to do to help us raise money. But in addition to that, we want people to come to us. We want to be broke at the end of our fiscal year. Mm-hmm. We do.
Yep.
And we are doing things like this Fins and Skins event so that we can raise money, so that we can help others. But we can't help people if they're not coming to us and telling us that they need that help. So if any of you out there have a need, if you know somebody that if your neighbor hasn't come out of the house for 2 weeks for some reason, you know, whatever it is, if you guys are thinking that that you know somebody that has any type of need, whether it's financial, whether it's medical, whether it's a repair, we also do ramps for people that end up in wheelchairs. You know, we do a lot of stuff for the hearing impaired as well. We work with schools. I mean, we've got various camps that we send kids to. Mm-hmm. So you name it. And I'll tell you what, this I can promise you, that if we can't help you, we can point you in the direction to somebody that could. But there's a lot of things that we can do. You'd be surprised.
And you guys did lose a really big member this past year, right? Was Phil Genovar? I thought Phil Genovar was a Sertoma member.
He was. Yeah. He was an original.
Yeah, one of the, yes.
And we have at we actually have a scholarship in his name now.
That's awesome.
For the auto trade industry over mm-hmm. at the technical school.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever remember going to a Sertoma Club meeting, right? And I'm talking about from high school up until now. It's a lot, and not seeing Mr. Genovar there.
Yeah. He was always there. You know what? He was always the first one there, too. Mm-hmm. He was always early in his orange shirt.
Yes.
From Dixie Custom. Mm-hmm. And I loved his stories about old St. Augustine.
Yes.
Rolling the bowling balls down the Bridge of Lions.
Well, he was here when Menendez.
No, they were actually cannonballs.
He was here when Menendez got here. Those two stories are actually true. I've heard those all the time as a kid. They're 100% true. When I got to be a kid, they were all melded and welded together, so you couldn't pick them up anymore. Correct.
And it was because of him and his hoodlum friends.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see how far down the cathedral place they would go.
Yeah. And I think it was his grandfather fought in the Civil War and walked back home to St. Augustine. Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They weren't going to get a ride back then.
No.
They weren't getting a ride.
War's over. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, basically you walked everywhere back then, so it's like, yeah, we'll see you. Yeah, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good man, truly. I feel tremendously blessed that I got to hang out with him for a number of years.
I'm glad that you did that for him. That speaks volumes about the Sertoma Club and his service to the club and your next generation recognizing
that. He was all about giving, truly. Yeah.
That's absolutely awesome.
Which is what every member of this club is, truly. So, if you guys are looking for, a way to give back, this isn't just a great way to do it. It's an easy way to do it. And we truly have a lot of fun doing it.
And this is a Friday or Saturday event?
This is October 1st. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. It's October 1st, Saturday. You can go to SaintAugustineSertoma.org. Or you can give me a call against 904-310-4443, and I'll give you all the information. We're also looking for hole sponsors. So any of you companies out there that want to sponsor a hole at the golf tournament, it's $150. It'll be the best $150 you spend this year.
And how many? You got plenty of spots open. People want to sign up for both the boat and the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the good folks over at Sea Love will allow up to 60 people.
Good.
It's a big boat.
That's a big boat.
Yeah.
Well, and that even again, we talked
what's
about
that
before.
Line from We're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Jaws.
There you go. Very good.
That's one of the few scenes that I remember actually watching, because I watched that movie at the local drive-in. And we went in my dad's truck, and every time the music started playing, I just looked at the floorboard. Because I didn't want to see the blood. I didn't want to see the guts. I didn't want to see. So whenever they came out with like the 30th or 40th anniversary of Jaws being released,
yeah.
I called my brother. I said, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to get the cable cord long enough out into the carport to put the TV on the hood of the truck. And I was going to watch it in the truck and just look down at the floorboards every time in memory of that's how I watched it the first time. I said, I just got to figure out how to get this done tonight. So
have you heard about the special showings of Jaws?
No.
No.
They put one of those big outdoor screens so you can watch it outdoors in floats sitting in like a pond or a pool. So you're in water and you're watching it on a big screen. There's zero chance I could do that.
Dive in theater. Yes. No.
The reason I wouldn't do it is because you know some dude is going to go underneath there and start grabbing chicks in the middle of some stressful moment. And I don't want to be the girl that gets screaming.
I joke about when that movie came, I didn't go in any body of water, including a tub, that entire summer, right? If there was a puddle in the street, I walked the other side of the street and around it. I was not walking through a puddle. I wasn't jumping in a swimming pool. No. Yeah. No.
It was terrifying.
No.
But it was great.
And it was only terrifying because the shark didn't work.
I know.
If the shark had worked, we would have seen more of the shark and there would have been less music. Yeah. And everyone would have went, ah, that's fake.
Had people in Hollywood known that there's a difference between testing something in fresh water and testing something in salt water, then the movie would probably not have been as successful as it was.
The brilliance of Steve Spielberg.
Well, that's basically going, my movie is going to, if I don't come up with a better way to do this, and coming up with a better way to do it.
And yep.
The score for that movie was amazing.
Yep. Yep. So was.
John Williams, I think.
I think it was his first collaboration with him. Right, I think it may have been. So, yeah, I think that's how John Williams got to George Lucas, because Lucas was buddies with Spielberg.
Yes,
and I think that's how
they
did that together. But Williams also did all the Star Wars movies.
Yes,
he did all of those too. So really, really big. All right, Fins and Skins, first ever Fins and Skins.
Yes, sir.
Go fishing in the morning at 7 a.m. on the Sea Love.
Yep.
Lunch at noon at the St. Augustine Shores Golf Club, and then first tee time is at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
On Saturday, October 1st.
All for the cheap, cheap, low price.
Ridiculously low.
Of $110. We're doing that just for you,
Mike. You can't even get a MyPillow for that. You honestly cannot. You can't get a MyPillow for that. In this, you get to go fishing. You get to eat the fish at the celebration afterwards. And you get to go play golf as well.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things you talked about, the neatest thing is, when you go to a charity golf tournament, when you check in, you see a bunch of people.
Yes, sir.
You play golf with three people. And then you see a bunch of people afterwards. So it's your time actually kind of networking and meeting people and crowd is very limited. This one, everybody's on the boat together, which makes it even more fun.
Yeah. And depending on what they're drinking on that boat, it's going to be even more fun by the time they get on the golf course.
What does the king recommend for a 7:15 leaving the dock drink? What do you recommend?
I'm going to take the fifth on that. Or is it take a fifth? I'm not
take
sure.
Take a fifth is, yes, that is the answer. You were close. You got it. Amanda, what do you got at 7:15 in the morning to go fishing?
The snooze button, I would
I thought your answer was going to be Louie and the kids going and me staying home.
Nope.
The snooze button interrupting your drink.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. No, I think that's great. Let us know how it goes so we can do an announcement afterwards, because we'd love to do it. And whole sponsors are available.
Whole sponsorships, $150, which is pretty cheap, candidly.
And Amanda's done a great job. She's on the show. She's put this out. So if you're watching the show, you've seen where the Sertoma Club is, how to get in touch with them, and the flyer on all of this. She's picked that up offline, so that's there as well.
I'm leaving you with some flyers as well.
And I'm going to leave those for Pete Melfi. I'll have to come in tomorrow morning and read them to him.
Yeah.
That's a remedial show in the morning. I'm just saying. All those old guys.
Huh? It is very early.
It's a very early grumpy show on Fridays, and
grumpy show.
Yeah, because we're happy because it's Friday for us. We're not coming in on Friday to work. Not us. We're off after tonight.
We're also not partying at night at the Oak on Thursday night.
That is true, too. That could contribute to the grumpiness factor. Well, that's after my bedtime, right? If it's after dark, it's after my bedtime.
I'm going to one of the absolute most fun concerts at the amphitheater consistently next week, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The energy there is off the charts. So if you want to find me, I'll be there.
I always, you mentioned Jaws, right? So every time there's an Earth, Wind, and Fire reference, yeah. I always go back to Fast Time at Ridgemont High because you had Damone selling the tickets. Right? Hey, you got any Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Oh my gosh,
where were you last time? That's I had like 20 Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets, right?
That's a good pull right there. Very good.
All right, Bob. King yeah. Bob. Thank you very much, sir.
Truly. It's always a pleasure, Michael.
Good luck at the tournament. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to do another read, and our special guest is coming. We'll do some trivia. Thanks for driving all the way out here.
Yeah.
Sorry we're not smart enough to Zoom.
Thank you. And thanks to everybody out there. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Solomon Services. It's the premier place for personal training in St. Augustine. They specialize in both youth and adult personal training classes. They have small group strength and fitness development classes, athletic development for both team and individual sports performance. If you've been injured, they can help get you back on the court or the course. And they want you to be healthy with that. They have a brand new state-of-the-art center with both indoor and outdoor turf areas, and all their coaches are certified through the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Call today and make an appointment, 904-461-9945, or visit their website, solomonservices.com, and sign up today. I was there this morning. Absolutely great folks. And Bozard Ford Lincoln in St. Augustine, their goal is to make sure your time and experience buying a new or used car is stress-free, fun, and enjoyable. Bozard is a family-owned Ford dealership since 1949, and they've been the recipient of numerous awards, including being ranked the number one automotive dealership in the nation by Dealer Raider. And Bozard Ford has also won back-to-back President's Awards, which is the highest honor given to the dealerships by Ford Motor Company. Check them out today online at BozardFord.com or go see Bo and Letty. You will not be disappointed. Great company, great people. And that leads us to our Bozard Ford community updates. They're so good, we actually let them do the community update. October 6th is Kathy Brown's celebration of life at the River House, the Council on Aging. A wonderful woman, and be honoring her. Veterans Stand Down is at the Elks Lodge on October the 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Fins and Skins, we just added to it. It's October 1st, and you get to go 7 a.m. fishing. Then after you're done fishing on the Sea Love, they'll take you out to the St. Augustine Shores, or you can drive out to the St. Augustine Shores Golf and Country Club. You get lunch at noon and tea time at 1 o'clock, so you get to go fishing and golf. What a better way to get out of the house or to be chased out of the house. Amanda, would you buy this for Louie if it was in a raffle?
Oh, he would love it.
He would love it.
We've also got another one from Task Force Hydro One.
Yeah.
Doing a charity garage sale. Proceeds benefit Task Force Hydro One. You can drop any donations off at 632 Battersea Drive, St. Augustine. And the event is October 15th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Awesome. And that's our, give us updates if you want us to put things out there on the Bozard Ford community update. And the Brightway Insurance Surf Report, there should be waves sometime. There is wind over it, which is kind of what happens to us as surfers. We wait all summer long for that hurricane swell. Last 2 weeks ago, we got really lucky and got offshore winds. Not so much today, but try to find a good time to go out there. There should be swell. It'll probably peak tomorrow, and then it'll just get smaller, and we'll be waiting again like we always do as surfers. All right, we have a very special guest today. The man has been crushed so many times by Amanda on trivia.
Okay.
We never knew if he'd come back. Paul Moss, welcome back.
Well, last time we played, I won, sir.
I know. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see if you remembered. I figured you would.
Well, 10-8.
I was trying to build Amanda up.
So, got to keep it loose today. Trying to build Amanda up today.
All right. So, welcome back. Life treating you well?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Good to be here.
Good, good, good. Amanda, are you ready to avenge your loss?
Of course I am.
Are you ready to get a streak of two going?
Let's get it.
All right. I have all kinds of questions. I have scoured the internet for stupid news.
And I want to say on the record, I intentionally don't watch the news to be fair to trivia, so I don't have any heads up.
Amanda, do you watch the news so you have a heads up?
I am constantly working and teaching my kids, and I have podcasts going. So if it's in my podcast, I know it. If it's not, then I'm guessing.
So one of you is lazy and the other one is claiming they're just too busy.
Overworked.
Okay. All right. I'm not buying either one of these. Overworked. I have time to find these stories. What does that say about me? What does that really say about
me? You're the boss man. That's what it means.
It actually means I've found a way to have fun with my kind of guilty. I watch news. I don't watch news that much anymore because it's hard to watch, but I read a lot of stuff. And when I find the crazy, silly stuff, right, it's like, okay, this is kind of fun. Let's bring this out. We'll bring it to attention during trivia. So we love it when you guys play online as well. We've had online people come awful close to winning, if not tying. So those of you that are out there want to play, please type in the comments and let's play. All right, so this is the end of our week for us. It's the end of Thursday. God, I believe it's Thursday already. All right, so pollsters have said this week, Paul, that they are struggling to find one group of people. That this group is shy and they don't want their opinions known because they're afraid of being ridiculed and made fun of. So what group has become even shyer in the last 2 years? And pollsters are saying we're having a heck of a time finding them, and they're afraid their poll numbers will be off in the midterm election. This is a tough question for Paul.
So they're embarrassed to speak their... Well, they're
not embarrassed. They just don't want to get any grief for their opinion, so they're just hiding from pollsters. Won't answer the phone. If they call, they hang up on them. And pollsters want everyone's opinion because you need to get a balanced opinion to be able to tell, hey, do we have this poll correctly?
I'm going to say it is on the left somewhere.
Okay.
And I'm going to say demographically people in their 25 to 34 age.
All right. Amanda?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's conservatives are harder to poll.
It's Trump supporters. I will give you the conservative answer. It is Trump supporters. So a few years ago, Trump supporters basically went underground in 16 and in 20 because they just didn't want to catch grief, right? They didn't know whether it's going to be a fair poll or a biased poll or so, like, because there are things called a push poll. Do you know what a push poll is?
No, sir.
A push poll has no intention of polling you. A push poll is designed to push you in a certain direction.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Right? Paul Moss. Paul, Mr. Paul, thank you for answering our poll today. Would you agree that all Trump supporters are terrible people?
It's
and you know, this is your option. They're terrible people or they're the greatest people in the country. Which one do you pick?
Okay, right.
Right. So it's
the polar opposites.
Yes, it's set up to push you. And in some cases, it will tell you things if there's a close race. Like right now, Val Demings and Marco Rubio, fairly close. They will push things. Well, if you knew this about Marco Rubio, would you be more or less likely to vote for him? Which is then giving you negative information. Right. If you knew this about Val Demings, giving you positive, what they perceive to be positive information about Val Demings. So it's a way of manipulating you in a poll.
Pushing you in the direction the pollster wants to go to.
Hence the name.
So it's not a fair poll.
A push poll.
Considering that a full-grown man just recently killed a teenage boy because the boy was a Trump supporter, and that was the only reason why he killed him.
Yep.
It's got to be Trump supporters that are under the radar.
With a truck.
Yeah.
Hit him with a truck, said he was threatened. He was in the truck, and yet he was threatened.
He was in a truck. He could easily drive away, but he had to kill that teenager because he was a Trump supporter.
Yep. Now, Amanda knows a little bit about this story, but I don't think Amanda remembers the detail in this story. But we're going to ask her for. So an Oregon Department of Education program has doled out millions for preschool enrollment programs, right? Sometimes they're doling it out to schools that don't have very many students. So if you looked at it on a per student basis, what's the worst offender per student for receiving this enrolled preschool program, Amanda? How many dollars per student?
How many dollars per student?
Yeah. I let you look at the story earlier this week because we never got to talk about it. And I knew you wouldn't remember the number because numbers are just not your thing.
Because when I scan it, I usually just scan over. I look at the decimal points and I scan over. I think that it was in the, I'm going to say 30,000 per student.
Okay.
Under. Let's go 21,000.
All right. Over the 2 years, nearly 90 million. This is me being an old guy. 90 million has been doled out from the Oregon Department of Education and preschool, with just over 2,100 students enrolled in the program in February, and just over 3,300 students enrolled in the program in February 22. 229,000 per child.
Good gracious.
You could have sent them to preschool,
wow,
private school, an elite private middle school and high school, and maybe an Ivy League school.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's only 229,000. I overreached. I went too far.
You could definitely do community college.
You could definitely do community. Even in Oregon, you could do community college. Yeah. They're supposed to be, each one represents a student being worth $14,000. So apparently Oregon's really good at letting you say, hey, we think we're going to have 200 kids. Here's the money. I can tell you most programs I've been involved with, the state and federal government, you got to prove the kids' butts are in the seats before you get the money.
So each kid's worth $14,000, but they're given $229,000?
No, it's what it's averaging for the actual kids showing up. So people are saying, oh, yes, we're applying for this.
Right.
And we think we'll have 100 kids. They're getting four.
Right.
But they're getting paid as though they're getting 100.
Okay, so it's a waste of money.
Big waste of it money. Might be a big waste of government money. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Oregon, blue state. Not good.
Yeah, we're going to stay in Oregon. We're staying in Oregon.
All right.
All right. So the Cook Political Report just did something for the race for governor. And the Cook Political Report, along with Larry Sabato and some of these other guys, following all of these races that we don't have time to follow. And sometimes I believe what they're saying, sometimes not. But they just changed the odds on the race. So what did they change in the odds on the race for governor in Oregon? So you can have, they shifted it to the Democrat, they shifted it to the Republican, or it's a complete and utter toss-up.
Based on the previous story, it went to the right, I would say.
Okay.
I'm guessing it probably went to the right also.
I'm going to give both of you a point. It went from leans left to a toss-up.
So that means it's going right.
It's going right. I'm going to give both of you the credit for that one.
All right.
So
according to what we know about polls, that means it's going right.
Doesn't mean a damn thing. That's what we know about polls. Like, polling questions don't mean a thing. That was a push poll just to see if you guys were paying attention. All right, so there was an archaeological bonanza found under a historic home in St. Augustine. All right? If you've been paying attention to the 904 now, Pete interviewed the archaeologist. Where is this historic home, Amanda? What neighborhood in the city?
It's in Lincolnville. It's the Bridge Street home that I love.
Paul?
Sounds right.
She was just too certain about it. I think maybe Lincolnville, maybe.
Too much information.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
There's actually a show real quick on Netflix called Bullshit. You have to, it's a trivia show, but you have to explain the answer when you say it, like Amanda just did. And if you convince the other players that you are correct, even when you're wrong, you get the credit for the question.
Oh, that's a total ripoff of a show in the UK that I've seen.
Oh, really?
It's funnier on the UK.
Only because they have an accent.
Yes.
It's not funnier. They just have an accent.
You're so offended by the British accent.
Right now, I'm a little upset at the British. Yes. I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
I will tell you why. All right. So state lawmakers had to file, July 1st was the deadline for filing their annual financial disclosure reports. Had a grace period until September 1st. Travis Hudson's our local senator. Mm-hmm. So out of the senators that filed, where does Travis Hudson rank as the wealthiest senator in the Florida Senate? What number is he?
Oh, he's up there.
Yep, there's 40 of them, so what number is he?
I'm going to say, it's my turn, right? I'm going to say he is number 3.
Amanda?
I'll say it's not quite that high. So, like, maybe 7.
It's hard to beat a guy who hit the number right on the head.
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry. He's 5th. You guys are tied. He's 5th. I missed 2 at the top of this, so he's 5th. Yeah, you guys are 100% tied on that. I'll give both of you one. So Senator Jeff Brandis of Pinellas Park, worth $33 million. Tom Wright of New Smyrna Beach, $32.8 million. Senate President Wilton Simpson from Tribble, $22 million. Jim Boyd of Bradenton, $14 million. Travis Hudson of St. Augustine, $13.8 million.
I want to become a servant and a millionaire.
What's that?
I want to become a servant and a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ms. Pelosi, we'll see what we can do for you.
And years ago, we had him on.
You're so much better looking than her.
Thanks.
We had him on the show years ago. Oh, sorry.
500 years younger than her.
I apologize. Paul's 500 years younger than her.
Well.
You're 450.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Amanda, for interrupting. I apologize.
My bad.
We were on the show with Travis Hudson in the old studio a couple years ago.
Yes.
It was a great show.
He's a good guy. Yeah. I like him.
A little debating.
I like him a lot. I know there's some development issues that some people may disagree, but I like him. All right, so let's see if I can do this. Okay, so a tourist in an electric car ran out of charge. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Workers at what type of facility in West Virginia came out to push the car up the road into the facility they were working in? What type of workers were they that pushed the stranded electric vehicle into the parking lot from the road?
So West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say coal.
Okay.
That was my first guess, too. But I'm going to guess they were working for Tyson Chicken.
Tyson, it is a coal mine.
Yeah,
coal workers went out.
Right. See, did you like the strategery on that? Because I definitely knew that answer.
I couldn't go for sure. Something different.
Yeah, I would have blocked. But, you know, last time Amanda with like 30 seconds left had a 12-point lead and somehow managed to blow it. So I wouldn't worry about it.
You did?
Yes.
Sometimes I'm tired. What can I say?
She's the Lord now.
Just say, Mike, sometimes I lose interest in the questions. They're just not good.
Or you do all numbers questions in the last 30 seconds.
All right, Amanda, 2 times 2 times 7 times 30. Never. I'm just kidding.
Nope.
I don't know that one either. All right. This week, Donald Trump parlayed a fat joke about a former candidate that he was running against being in the food line.
Oh, it was a fat joke?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was?
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
It's got to be Chris Christie.
Amanda?
Somebody ran against?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hillary Clinton.
It was Chris Christie.
Ah, you got it.
It was Chris Christie. It was a joke about Chris Christie spending too much time in the line at the delicatessen.
The best is when he closed the beaches in New Jersey, if you guys recall this, and was at the beach.
I have my own theory on Chris Christie. Like
Gavin Newsom.
It is kind of funny.
Closed the restaurants, but he got to go to restaurants.
Well, yes, and then the mayor of New York, de Blasio, was at Times Square in 2021, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With his wife. No one else was there?
Dancing alone in Times Square.
Not good.
That's not a good image, right?
No.
That might be an amazing moment for you personally, but it's real bad optics.
So we've had a long-held belief on this show that Chris Christie was one of the informants of the FBI. We've said, Chris, all you have to do is come on and tell us on the show no, right? It's just a theory. We don't have any evidence of it. But if you look at it, Chris Christie and Donald Trump were opposed to one another.
Yeah.
Christie knew he was going to lose, and he was also under investigation for Bridgegate.
Right.
He never got indicted. He never got called to trial for Bridgegate. So what did Christie trade for getting out of Bridgegate?
Trump allegiance.
All of a sudden, he goes to Trump, and he's in Trump's camp learning what Trump's doing. We know the FBI was spying on Trump. Christie used to work for the FBI. So in my mind, when I look at all of these what-ifs, it's like, just call Chris and say, no, it's not true, and I'll be perfectly fine with it.
I think he did that canoodling session, which made Obama look so good. During one of the hurricanes that hit.
Yes, right before.
City. Yeah, right before Mitt Romney, was it?
He right
was
before away. Conservatives had to hold their nose and vote for Mitt Romney and there weren't enough of us. Yes, right before then.
That was painful. It's a painful memory.
Yes. All right, you guys should know this one. This is a layup. This is 100% layup. Which celebrity this week has been all over the news accused with infidelity?
Oh, I got that. That's easy money.
It's Adam Levine.
Yes, that is, Adam Levine is correct.
What has he been accused of doing? This is a bonus question. Okay. I get both of you on. So, not the cheating.
Yes.
But there's something specific that he was accused of doing this week.
Look at Paul's face. He knows.
Oh, I know.
It is probably completely inappropriate. Go ahead, Paul.
He has been sliding up into models' DMs on Instagram.
Amanda.
And okay, flirting and sending racy texts. That,
he was talking to one of his mistresses, like randomly out of the blue, was like, oh, I'm pregnant again. My wife is pregnant again. I want to name my baby boy your name.
Yeah, I saw that
too. Dirtbag.
Yes, Amanda's getting that one.
Okay.
Because she threw dirtbag in there.
Well, because more of her coming out.
As someone who is the only one in this studio that's been pregnant, you're allowed to say that.
Because more of coming out right now and saying they are getting more, because women are coming out and saying he's messaging them more and more.
Yeah.
He's saying, well, it's just flirting, and then it's saying, well, no, but it's like, more than that.
Is it shocking news that a dirtbag rock star is sliding into women's DMs for a oxytocin hit, watching these girls like go gaga over him? It just shows he's got a pathetic ego that needs to be stroked.
It's not shocking.
I think that's all part of the... Yes, Amanda, you may have been more accurate than you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not shocking.
But
for once, Paul's the appropriate one on the show.
Well,
trick your wife into saying your mistress's name every day of your child's life. That dude deserves to be like massively injured by somebody.
That is bad.
That's bad.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's not good. All right. So here's why I'm mad at the British.
Here we go.
So we lower the flags to half staff for 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
Our president gets on a plane with his wife, the doctor, mm-hmm. and flies over to the funeral, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to ignore the carbon footprint because it was an important funeral to go to, mm-hmm. right? So, how many rows back was the president of the United States seated in the church?
How many?
Saved their rear ends twice in the 20th century. How many rows back was President Biden seated in the church? Who's up first?
I don't know.
Amanda's up first because you had
10 rows.
Okay.
This is a trick question because I think you're deep down happy Biden's further back, but I think your patriotism trumps that, pun intended, because you want him closer.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I wish I'd come up with that one. That's good.
So let's go. He was 19 rows back.
You win because it was 14 rows back, right? So Amanda was... Well, actually, Amanda wins. She's closer.
You're closer.
Yeah. Yeah, you're closer. So,
but I will, again, crown apologist, not trying to be, but if you heard what he did at the Vatican, you would know why you wouldn't want him close up in the seating.
Bounce knees?
Not quite that.
He reportedly pooed himself at the Vatican, and that's why his visit to the Vatican was so extended. They had to get him cleaned up.
It's a rumor. There's no evidence of that.
If you got depends, you're good, right?
Except that you had
sponsored
people
by
in the Vatican say that's what happened.
This segment sponsored by depends.
This segment by people who believe rumors out of the Vatican.
Why do you think that Obama always wears brown pants? I'm just saying.
Obama wears them, or
Biden wears brown pants.
So here's the thing: instead of being seated closer to the front in Westminster Abbey, where the Queen's funeral was held, Joe and Jill were seated 14 rows back. Here's a list of people who were seated closer. Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his wife were seated near the front.
Oh, John.
Well, they're part of the Commonwealth. I get that.
I kind of see that a little bit, right? An insignificant part that doesn't do a whole lot for England.
Incidentally, did you see him singing a Queen song in a piano bar while he was in London? It's so funny.
Joe Biden? I would love to see that.
Trudeau.
I figured. Wait a minute. I got to ask. Was he in blackface?
He was not, surprisingly enough.
Okay. Well, he's learning. He's getting better. I just had to ask. King Jordan and his wife were seated in the fifth row. Not part of Great Britain. I know that the British ruled that area for a while. The Emperor and Empress of Sertoma, The Emperor and Empress of Japan in the sixth row. Poland's president was seated in the row ahead of President and Dr. Biden. That's why I'm a little upset with the Brits. We lowered our flags for 11 days and we can only get to the 14th row.
Wait, yeah, I got it. The 14th row is closer to the exit. It's kind of like you go to the grocery store. You want to park farther away so you can get out faster.
It's the Griswolds argument for parking in the back of an empty parking lot.
You guys are both wrong. I'm going to correct you. It was closer to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, that dovetails off of mine.
I know. It
would, though, depend if you have to go or not.
If I'm 80 years old,
what he requested.
If I'm 80 years old going to any public event that's going to last multiple hours, I want to be seated closer to the bathroom. In all due respect, I just don't want to be waiting hours to find. I mean,
so they might have done our dear president a service, and here you are mad at them.
Yes, I am. I'm 100% mad at them. All right, so which conservative comedian, there's not many to pick from, joked this week and got severe backlash on social media because people don't have a sense of humor, that when Joe Biden got to the 60 Minutes interview, he asked Scott Pelley, how long is this show? Which comedian?
That's us.
Conservative comedian.
That's Paul first.
Yep.
Conservative comedian.
There are conservative comedians?
Craig Kilborn?
I don't know. He might be. Amanda?
I don't know. Jim Gaffigan? I got nobody.
He got his show canceled because he was so conservative.
Okay.
And you can't even probably name his show what his show was named a few years ago.
Tim Allen. Last Man Standing?
Yes.
Oh, got
Tim
it.
Allen.
Yes. Tim Allen came up with that joke.
I get a half point.
He's doing well.
No. You're up 8-5 right now. There's about 3 minutes left, so you're in the choke zone.
Sorry.
You're in the zone where Amanda just completely forgets to answer questions.
Rude.
It's your history.
I didn't say it wasn't accurate. I just said it.
You have eked out a few wins out of this, but you come out this dominating first 10 questions right all the time.
Yep.
All right, so Ron DeSantis has set a record. All right? He has set a record in campaign collections, right? So how much money has he raised in his campaign? He's raised more money than any other governor in the history of the United States running for office. How much money, Paul?
Oh, it's my turn? Okay.
It's my turn, I think.
Not, Amanda, I'm sorry.
Not that I want to answer a numbers question in the last 30 seconds, like I always point out you do. I think it's 170. I don't know.
I'm going to assume...
million.
Okay.
I'm going to go over 212.
177.4 million. Amanda, that was a heck of a guess.
I was right there.
Yes, as a heck of a guess, right? So 177.4 million. Here's the crazy thing. Meg Whitman, who ran for governor in California in 2010, so 12 years ago, she's in second place.
Okay.
Then J.D. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Seriously, as though you need to raise money to become a Democrat governor in Illinois.
Right.
He's
once
third.
Once you become the nominee, you don't need any more money.
He's third and fourth on the list. 2018 and 2022. This cycle. I mean, once you become a Democrat and you get through the primary, you're elected in Illinois. Yeah. You don't have to. You can quit campaigning after primary season.
Money is probably used for old Robbie B, right? Going to prison for a long time. So
who?
I'm going to
say. I doubt he was Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
He got pardoned by President Trump.
Blagojevich.
What I'm saying, but the money probably was there for them to use, but it probably went to helping him out somehow.
That's all right. So after the illegal immigrants were flown to Martha's Vineyard and removed from Martha's Vineyard, how many ads, somebody went and looked at the Martha Vineyard newspaper, how many job listings were in the newspaper that week?
Oh.
How many job listings were in the newspaper that week?
Well, I'm going to say that it was a lot because they all wanted to work. There were 50 of them that went to Martha Vineyard. So I'm going to say that job listings, I'm going to say there were 60.
Amanda?
50.
Exactly 50.
Okay.
Exactly. One for everyone that was there, which is one of, I mean, I don't know how ironic a story you could have a couple days after that, right? No matter how you feel about it, you're like, there were 50 job listings? There were 50? All right. This is our last question. Florida Highway drenched in light beer. What brand of light beer was it drenched in this week when a tractor trailer overturned and beer cans went everywhere?
Busch beer? Anheuser-Busch?
So
you should head for the mountains, Paul.
Coors Light.
All right, Paul, you got one right.
Yay.
Amanda, you still won. Hey, everyone, have a great
one. Tim Allen question, if you're going to give him that hint.
All right, you still won. You won. Congratulations. All right, this is St. Augustine this evening. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Sir.
Amanda, thanks for staying awake for all the questions this
week. You're welcome.
I'll be right back.
Good night.